to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar brought to you by Kearney County Library for the week of February 12th. I am your host, Richard. We are starting today with the school systems for the upcoming week for Deerfield. On Monday the 13th, there's Middle School Scholars Bowl at Lakin at 4:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there's high school basketball at Tri Plains, 6:30 and 8 o'clock respectively. And it is also casual and group pitchers that day. On Thursday, school will be dismissed at 12 noon. There are going to be parent-teacher conferences from 1 to 8, and also parent-teacher conferences on Friday, beginning at 7:30 in the morning, lasting until 12 noon. Also that Friday, there's a high school basketball game at Wiley County. For the Lakin School District, on Monday the 13th, there's high school forensics at Meade, middle school quiz bowl here at Lakin at 4:30, and there is a board meeting at 6:30 p.m. that night. On Tuesday, there's high school basketball here versus Larned at 4:45. On Thursday the 16th, there's middle school quiz bowl at Meade at 4:30. Also, middle school wrestling at Oakley starting at 4:30. Friday, there's high school wrestling. This is regionals, and it goes through the 18th, which is Saturday. And also on Friday, there's high school basketball at Syracuse beginning at 4:45. The upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, they have a Boot Hill Casino day trip planned, and it will leave at 9 in the morning. There's path exercises at 10. On Tuesday, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10. And from 1 to 3, the Kansas Commission on Veterans Affairs will be at the Senior Center, and there's no appointment needed. Then at 6:30 that night, there's a sweetheart dance. On Wednesday the 15th, there's coffee at 8. 10 is path exercises. 10:45 is Bible study. And the meal site is at 12 noon. And the meal being served that day will be chicken Alfredo casserole, tossed green salad, and bread. On Thursday, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10, nutrition knowledge at 11, and bingo at 1:30. And then on Friday, there's coffee at 8 again, path exercises at 10, Super Fridays at 11, and Bridge Club at 1 o'clock. There's going to be a senior sweetheart dinner at Deerfield at Chotsky's Place on February 14th. They're inviting everyone to come and enjoy a home-cooked meal of Salisbury steak, mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetable, salad, roll, and a dessert. It is $7 per plate, and they are asking that everybody RSVP by Monday, February 13th, by noon. You can call the Deerfield Recreation at 426-6373 to do your reservation. For the Lakin Recreation Commission, for the next upcoming week, on Monday the 13th, they have Payo at 7 in the evening. Tuesday, they have Payo at 5:30 in the morning. The 15th, they have sewing at 1, and men's basketball at 7 and 8. Thursday the 16th, they have Payo at 5:30, and again at 7 o'clock that evening. And then on Saturday the 18th, they have the Southwest Kansas League basketball tournaments. They have the third grade boys that will be at Southwestern Heights. The third grade girls will be at Meade. Fourth grade boys will be at Cimarron. Fourth grade girls will be at Scott City. Fifth grade boys will be at Syracuse. And the sixth grade girls at Johnson. Other activities for the community. On Sunday the 12th, there will be a High Plains Country Music Program at 1:30 at the Lakin Veterans Memorial Building. There is a Kearney County Commissioner meeting at 8 o'clock on Monday the 13th. Also, the new 4-H Club will be meeting at 6 o'clock at the Fair Building, and the Kearney County Saddle Club will be meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 14th, they will have an EMT meeting at 6 o'clock and a Lakin AA meeting at 8. On Wednesday the 15th, TOPS will be meeting at the Memorial Building. Weigh-in is at 6 to 8, and then the meeting will begin at 8. On Thursday the 16th, they have immunizations at the Kearney County Health Department from 9 o'clock in the morning to 11, and then again from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 3. There's a fire meeting at 6:30, Lakin Gun Club at 7, Eastern Star at 7:30, and Lakin AA meeting at 8. On Friday the 17th, they have regional 4-H Club Day entries are due, so please get those turned in. And also remember that the Kearney County Museum is open Tuesday through Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they'd be glad to see you there and show you the county's artifacts. Adults, teens, and children use various pedestrian crossings in the community daily. Whether it's in front of a school, business district, or a residential street, it's important that proper safety precautions are taken before putting yourself or your children in front of a moving vehicle. Responsibilities of the pedestrian are: always cross at a marked crosswalk, look left, right, left before entering the crosswalk, take your headphones off so you can hear oncoming vehicles, stand back a few feet from the edge of the curb to prevent falling into the street, walk, don't run across the street, and if there is a crossing guard, always follow their directions. For drivers, you need to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks, be prepared to stop, come to a complete stop if the pedestrian is crossing or preparing to cross. Never pass another vehicle that has stopped or is slowing down at the crosswalk. The Beamer Park Advisory Board has some vacancies that are needing to be filled. They have the number 2 position that is an unexpired term, and that term will go through January 2019. There's also the number 3 and number 4 positions that are also vacant. If you are interested, you can send your letters of interest to the Kearney County Clerk at P.O. Box 86, Lakin, Kansas 67860. The United States Department of Agriculture, or USDA, offers an early termination opportunity for certain Conservation Reserve Program contracts, or CPR contracts, making it easier to transfer property to the next generation of farmers and ranchers, including family members. The land that is eligible for the early termination is among the least environmentally sensitive land enrolled in CRP. Normally, if a landowner terminates a CPR contract early, they are required to repay all previous payments plus interest. The new policy waives this repayment if the land is transferred to a beginning farmer or rancher through a sale or lease with an option to buy. With CRP enrollment close to the congressional mandated cap of 24 million acres, the early termination will also allow USDA to enroll other land with higher conservation value elsewhere. Acres terminated early from CRP under these land tenure provisions will be eligible for priority enrollment conservation into the CRP grasslands if eligible, or the Conservation Stewardship Program or Environmental Quality Incentives Program as determined by the Natural Resources Conservation Service. For more information about CRP and to find out if your acreage is eligible for early contract termination, contact your local Farm Service Agency office or go online to www.fsa.usda.gov/CRP. That's going to be it for this week for the community calendar. We hope everybody out there enjoys the upcoming week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearnycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.